Podcast number 27 in English. Hello everyone, today is June 16th, 2021. My name is Yusuke Wada, a funeral business podcaster and a consultant in Japan. Researcher of reform of death, and I prepare for the end of life journey. Podcast number 27 of YY Shonan, a weekly podcast in English. Today's talk is a continuation of last week, the three-day event of the Ending Industry Expo in Tokyo. According to the official announcement, the total participants were 12,634 people. But these are the people who register for the event. But there were other events simultaneously, and people were able to attend any of them with one ticket. Therefore, there were more. Last year, the number was about 13,900 people. This year, from the second and the third day, there were people from the other events attending, and there seemed to be more than last year. Very good. What I found out recently, there were people who were interested in different kind of burial, or basically alternative to cremation. Yeah. In the USA, there is a natural decomposition and even aquamation, which uses alkaline hydrolysis using alkaline-based liquid. In Japan, the only solution is cremation. Alright, then what is aquamation? Aquamation is a process of using high alkaline-based liquid to dissolve the human body. Alkalis such as potassium hydrate and sodium hydrate has a high pH level. pH of 14 will destroy all proteins, viruses, bacteria, and prions, or any other pathogens, and even the DNA. In the dissolving tank that looks like a MRI machine, you place the body and the alkaline liquid is added, and the body gets submerged in it. There are two methods, high temperature and low temperature. Of course, high temperature, not boiling, yields rapid decomposition. I believe they said it was about 18 hours or so. Under the low temperature, it takes over 30 hours. Yes, it's about half the temperature of the liquid. Sorry that I can't remember the exact figures for this. I can't find the notes which I took about 2 years ago. All right. The benefit of using aquamation, although a very slow process, are number one, no fire, no cremation. They say it's about the tenth of a carbon footprint and 85% less energy consuming. Number two, environmentally friendly. It means no carbon dioxide emission. Meaning, it's a greener method. Yeah. You might add, you don't have to imagine the body being burned, being cremated, and might be easier on your mind for some. But this doesn't apply to the Japanese, since cremation has been around for over 300 years and we're used to it. The caveat is that you, the undertaker, have to undress the body to effectively decompose. The non-organic materials such as dentures, plastics, zipper, and metal buttons on your clothes remain in the tray after process, and it does kind of interfere, I guess. By the way, you don't have to remove the pacemaker. It won't explode. Even nowadays in Japan, you no longer need to remove the pacemaker before cremation. The guideline has changed over 10 years ago, and it's safe now. The 100% organic compounds such as wool, cotton, leather will disintegrate in this alkaline-based liquid. Regarding legality of acclimation, according to the information from last November, all 50 states of the USA allows for animals, such as pets and even cadavers, and livestock. For human, 19 states are allowed and are growing. But many are still in the gray zone. People do acclimate and it's still gray zone. Internationally, Australia, Canada, Costa Rica, Mexico, South Africa, and the UK allow this process. Regarding the usage, the use of chemical of potassium hydrate and sodium hydrate and such, you know, it neutralizes before it's dumped. So what you want to do is, if you want to find out more, please find out at your local acclimation center what they do with the liquid. You know, they might be just pouring it down the sewer. By the way, it neutralizes the chemical in the embalmed body as well. It's an alternative to cremation, which is about 55% of the total funerals in the United States. Well, stay tuned. I'll be podcasting once a week in English once again. Have a good day and have a good week. You only live once and you only die once. And this is your host, Yusuke Wada. Thank you very much for listening. I'll be back again. Goodbye.